My name's Graham Walker, and my special guest today is celebrated British blues rock guitarist Danny Bryant. He's just released a new studio album called Blood Money, featuring special guest blues rock guitarist Walter Trout and British rock guitarist Bernie Marsden. Now, Danny plays the Leopard in Doncaster on Thursday, February the 18th. I've got him on the phone. So, Danny, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. So, come on then, tell us all about the new album, Blood Money.
Well, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a long time in the making. You know, I've always wanted to make a kind of straight-ahead blues album, and it just felt like the right time. Felt like the right songs and the right atmosphere, the right studio. So it was a lot of fun making it, and it's been a lot of fun promoting it. And we head out on the road tomorrow to start touring it, which kind of goes on for the next year, really. You know, we're a busy touring band. That's what we do. We kind of live on the road playing shows. So, exciting times.
So just tell us a little bit about the album first before we talk about the live performance. Whereabouts did you record it? And tell us about the special guests you've got.
Well, yeah, we recorded it in a place called Emneth, which is, I'd never heard of it. It's a little village where's the nearest place? It's in Norfolk, so I think it's just outside of Ely, between Ely and I don't know, somewhere else, somewhere out in the country anyway. They always put me somewhere away from distraction, the record company, when they want me to record, you know, no pubs anywhere. So we recorded there, but it was very nice. It was the previous two albums we'd recorded out in the country in Cornwall, but it had been in January, so it was really cold and everything. This one we did last August, so it was nice and bright, nice atmosphere. Have a break, have a cup of tea, and sit outside. So it was very relaxed recording sessions. And
if you don't mind me saying, that doesn't sound too rock and roll.
Well, no, it isn't. But sometimes, you know, with these recordings, it's strange because when you're on the road, it's kind of a different sort of scenario. But when you're recording, it's like having a day job, you know, because you get up and you kind of do it 9 to 5 or lunchtime till midnight, up at the crack of noon, so to speak, you know. But I mean, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, and we had Walter Trout on there, who's been a mentor of mine for 20 years now. And yeah, as you said, we had Bernie Marsden. That was a great honour as well. I've not known Bernie that long. I've known him a couple of years, but not that closely. We just met at some festivals and got on well, so I decided to ask him to play, and I was sort of thrilled that he said yes.
And tell me about the album title, Blood Money. Where does that come from? What's the story behind the album?
And I were going to write a song together, and he told me to start writing it, and I ended up finishing it quite quickly. And then I was in the studio and we talked about recording together, so I said, well, I wrote this song kind of in your style, because the whole album is sort of me wearing my influences on my sleeve and paying tribute to the music that I've sort of always loved and listened to. And that particular one, it was sort of in paying homage to him and written in his style. And so I thought, well, that's going to be the perfect duet. And then really I thought, well, that makes a good title track as well. So it didn't, you know, when you finish the album, obviously you record the songs in a sort of jumbled order and then you have to assemble them how an album's going to flow. And it just didn't really sit anywhere but as the first track. So I thought it was a good statement and a good opening song.
And what's the meaning behind the lyrics?
The meaning, it's about a friend of mine and being paid off. I can't really say anything, but being paid off, you know. But it's not my story. What I always tell people is, you know, it's hard when you live a kind of a normal life to come up with sort of an album each time of interesting stories. So you sort of become an actor and you have to sort of play a role and put yourself in other people's, you know, shoes in order to write about certain situations. And, you know, you have to sort of imagine different things. Otherwise, you'd be writing about your electricity bill or something like that. And that's not very exciting, you know.
Sure. There's another track on there, I think, as well, Just Won't Burn, that you did with Bernie Marsden. Can you tell us about that track?
Yeah, that's a ballad. And the reason when I knew Bernie was going to record, I'd written a couple of ballads. And that's your typical kind of heartbreak ballad. again, that was looking at a friend of mine, actually. I don't get all my songs from friends. Some of my own personal ones, and some are just, you know, from newspapers and films and things like that. But that was like a, you know, a ballad, and I really love the fact that Bernie's such a melodic player. So I, rather than put him on a heavy rock song, I wanted to put him onto a ballad, you know, because I just love the way he says sort of more with less notes, and I thought that was the perfect song for him.
Well, I suppose the other thing you mentioned there about acting, and I suppose that brings us nicely onto the live performances, because I suppose it is about bringing the album to life and acting through it. What can fans expect?
Well, we'll do quite a lot of the new album, and we'll do a good cross section of the back catalogue as well. Really, playing live is sort of what I live to do. You know, it's my favourite part of the whole process. I love to travel, and I love to meet people and play in different places. So, you know, they should expect a fun show. And you know, we don't want to play the whole of the new album. People want to hear some older stuff as well. So we do a cross section of all of it.
Now, you say you like to travel. When I first saw that you were from Royston,
yeah,
I actually thought you were from Royston near Barnsley in South Yorkshire, but that's not the case, is it?
No, it's in Hertfordshire. But there is a Royston there as well. I heard that. Yeah.
And in terms of
Royston's a small town, but everybody seems to know it because you seem to have to travel through it to get anywhere.
Well, listen, in terms of travelling and being around, I mean, you're obviously coming to the Leopard in Doncaster on Thursday, February the 18th. We'll just remind people of all that. All the details will be on our website. Are you familiar with Doncaster and South Yorkshire? Have you been up here before? Any stories?
I love South Yorkshire. In terms of Doncaster, I've played at the Leopard, I think, two times before. And both times we've been travelling a long distance to get there, so I've never really had a chance to look around. This is the downside of touring, is you go to all these different places, and quite often you arrive in time for sound check, and then you want to have a little rest or something, and then it's time for the show, and then you get up in the morning, and you're going somewhere else, which can be quite frustrating. But sometimes you see the places, and sometimes you don't.
Well, I suppose the fact is, if you've played here twice before as well, there'll be people have seen you before, and I suppose you want them all to come back and see what the new offering is.
No, they do, yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And in terms of new fans, I mean, or people who probably just were looking for a great night out and have not even dipped their toes in the water yet, what can you tell us, Danny, about your style of music?
Well, I would describe it as blues, but with a rock edge, so I'd call it blues rock. I listen to a lot of songwriters as well. I love people like Bob Dylan and people like that, but it's blues rock. But we play a fair amount of ballads, as you will have heard from Blood Money.
Now, you're only a young man. You're only 35 year old, but you started, I think, very early on the guitar, didn't you? Can you tell us what got you interested?
It's my mum and dad's record collection, really. They had like Rory Gallagher and Hendrix and Clapton and things like that. So I was like 14, 15 when I got a guitar, and I just sort of gravitated towards that style of music. It seemed exciting. It seemed like, you know, the guitar was featured prominently in that genre of music, which obviously it is. So I just went towards that, and I've never really looked back. It's always been the style of music I've loved.
Well, you know, you've gone on to play with some of the world's greatest. I'm just looking through the lineup of people you perform with here. Buddy Guy, Carlos Santana, Mick Taylor, and I've got to mention Sheffield's own Joe Cocker.
Yeah.
Obviously, sadly, Joe died on about a year ago, but what can you tell us about your experiences with Joe?
That was a festival in Italy. Yeah, he was a nice man and a great, great performer. And sad he died. He left a fantastic legacy. And as you say, yeah, Sheffield man, so yeah, great, great musician.
And in terms of the future then, Danny, you've obviously got the new album out and you've got the big tour, but you're always planning ahead. What can we expect?
I think that, well, the touring takes up most of my life. So we do the UK tour first, and then we go to Europe. That's like around 50, 60 shows, and then we come back to the UK. And then I think I'm going to do a live album at the end of the year with a big band, you know, like a brass section, keyboard player and everything, which is something I've never done before. I've done a live album, but only as like a three-piece format that we are now. So I think that'll be the next project.
So it sounds like you're going to do it your way, a bit of a my way, that one, is it?
It could be, yeah.
All right, well, Danny, listen, thanks for your time. Just remind everybody, you're at the Leopard Doncaster on Thursday, February the 18th. Great to speak to you. Have a great time in Doncaster.
Thanks, Mike.